Hello, my name is Ram Singhal and I live in New York and I'm a civil engineer and we are going through big problem as the whole world is going through, and there is so much fear and anxiety in people's life because nobody knows what will happen to their job, their business, the family life. Looks like that nothing will remain normal. So there is the anxiety about the future even. And now this crisis is here. We are all aware of it, but it's already here. What can we do about it now? So I want to share my own experience. Of course, the experience which I have of the World Trade Center, September 11, 2001, that there was a big crisis that time too. And how I came out of it, I just want to share about that. We were on the 64th floor when the plane hit, and the thought was, it's an earthquake. The building shook and went this way, that way, and finally it came to stand still. Then we knew, it is not an earthquake, maybe a small plane must have hit. Nobody knew anything more than that. So we started to come down, and after some time the second plane hit the second building, and that is where the panic began, the fear started to grow. And after some time, the second building, which was hit later, started to come down. And whilst it was coming down, our tower was shaking so badly. The plaster was falling. The pipelines were rattling with each other. Emergency lighting is flickering, just like a horror movie scene. And that is where people started to grow in the fear and panicking. And after some time we found out, because of the debris, the tower, our stairs got blocked. And then we had to go to the second stairs. And as we are coming down, then the water started to come in our stairs. And then we found out we have to go to the third stairs because the stairs are broken from underneath. So we had to go into the corridor, and it was so dark that we could not even see each other at the close range. And water is falling on top, water is ankle high, and holding the wall we are coming out, and then we finally we came out, and we had come out only 5 minutes, and our tower started to collapse. We were so close to the tower, if the tower had toppled in our direction, we would have been underneath it. Of course, the tower came down straight. And then next day, everybody started calling me, the newspaper, the television, and they were asking me many, many questions. And one of the questions was that I was 95 minutes in the tower, and it collapsed only 5 minutes before it collapsed. So they were asking me, sharing my experience of the fear of death. And I go back into my those 95 minutes. I could not find even 1 second when I was in fear. Then I was wondering what could be the reason that I was not in the fear. I'm an ordinary person. But what must have happened that I do not have the fear? The only answer I got was because I was trying to help other people, and in the mode of helping, I myself did not experience any fear. Now, it is not that you can do much in the time of crisis. Everybody is coming down. I am coming down. But the difference was, everybody is so much rushing that so that they can go home early. But I was just looking around and talking to people because they knew that I do meditation. So what was that which I realized at that time? Many times we think of angels, we think of big, big angels, famous angels, and we never think that ourselves can also be an angel. I'm an ordinary person. I can do ordinary, small, good actions and turn into an angel. So what I learned from that experience was, in the time of crisis, Find somebody who is in more pain and sorrow than you are and try to console them. Try to take away their pain and sorrow and the fear. Your fear automatically will go away. Now that is kind of a revelation I felt at that time. And this is where my life changed. Because we had 10 people working with me, our colleagues. They died. And I was always asking for justification that why they died, not me. And only justification I could think of if I also think I have died. But now this life has been given to me. And if I use this life for the benefit to the humanity, then even God can justify that why did I survive? So there was always this desire to help other people. And we even started one program, a big initiative called 7 Billion Acts of Goodness. And what it is based on is doing something above and beyond my duty and obligation. What is expected of me? For that means doing something extra. And when I do something extra, it brings the family together. So in the time of crisis, even yesterday, our governor was saying that in time of crisis, we are going to build New York. We are going to build America. And maybe this is the time we can build the world of happiness in this time of crisis. And building the world is like building a building. Each act of goodness can become a brick. A brick by brick, I can build the world of happiness. And so what that really means is, in the time of crisis, we come close to each other. This is the time of self-reflection, because every crisis brings fear and uncertainty, anxiety. But how I can be free from it? If I can just see what is my bottom line, go back to my basics, what are my priorities? I can live without big houses, big cars, and all other gadgets, but I cannot live without water even for a few days. I cannot live without air even for a few minutes, and they all come to me free. So once I understand what are my priorities, what minimum I can live on, anything I can live without gives me freedom. The freedom from fear, the fear of losing, because I can live without it. And same way, once I do good actions at present time, then that will become my future. No good action goes unrewarded. So then the thought is that how I can bring people together, how I build bridges between different cultures, build bridges between our opinions, our ideas, and even if I make some mistake. So rather than feeling guilty, let me make up for it. So I learned the quality of forgiveness. Because when we are living together with the family, there could be a possibility we might be just looking at each other's weaknesses or the behavior or the attitude, which I did not have the chance when I was busy. But now because we are at home, so many, many times we think of the good qualities of others too, but think of what are the good, we think the bad qualities at present time, and that is where we are having even the report of the violence and all that. How I can get the freedom from that? It is that I started to look for my qualities as well as other people's qualities. And when I will do that, any mistake anybody will make, I will be able to forgive that person with love. So, main thing is, in the time of crisis, let me do extra. Something more, above and beyond my capacity, my limits, my comprehension. Let me try to do that. So, that will enable me to build the world of happiness. Thank you.